I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Bear Tyler. He's with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council and the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. They've got a special awards ceremony coming up this weekend, and we found out all the details with Bear Tyler.
In the past, we've always given out our awards at our annual meeting, but we've decided that we really need to be doing everything as theatrical as when we're on the stage, and that didn't reach the bar. So we decided that we needed to have a Emmy-style, Tony's-style, our own The Vista Awards, an actual show, and that happens this Saturday, 7 p.m. It's a $5 suggested donation at the door.
What's going on? What's happening?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give away all of our awards, which we've had polls going out. It's actually, this year was completely public vote, and people have been voting for a month, and they just closed yesterday, and we're giving out our best actor, best show, best choreography, telling some stories about the fun, crazy things that happened, like maybe when our roof was leaking, we had a waterfall during Under the Sea, stuff like that.
Well, that's kind of the fun of it being sort of a local community theater, that you've got those unique challenges maybe of the facility, and some of the logistics of pulling off shows can also make for great stories, great memories, and great experiences. And you're kind of recognizing that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're also throwing in some previews of this coming season, some people will be doing some of the songs they did last year.
So there's a bit of entertainment.
There's absolutely some music. There's going to be a tribute to Lee LaForge, who passed last year.
Yes, yes. And so this happens when and where for folks to come and take part?
Well, it is Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the historic Vista Theater on Iron Street in Negaunee. Again, like I said, it's a $5 donation at the door. Suggested.
Sure.
If you don't have it, you know what? Come on in. Come see some good.
Tell me about why or where this idea came from. You mentioned that you gave these awards out as part of your annual meeting, but was it a case of wanting to step this up a little bit?
Pretty much. That's the case of everything we're doing, I would say. We really believe that we're coming out of a period in our organization's history where we weren't as visible as we should be or could be, and we think that's a disservice to ourselves. And the fact that, you know, we are one of the bigger theater groups, and we're in the population base, and we can't just say take it for granted. We need to be reaching out to the folks and saying, hey, come see our stuff, come do our stuff. And I think an award show is a pretty cool way to do it as well.
In the studio with us this morning is Bear Tyler with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council, the historic Vista Theater, downtown Negaunee. You've got the awards coming up. We'll give everybody the info on that here in just a moment. But one of the things you touch on, Bear, is that you're saying that with getting people aware of what's going on, you're also reaching out to individuals and businesses and others to say there's opportunities to help support and underwrite what goes on at the Vista. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We are coming up on the end of our first major push for the sponsorship this year. Just because we're coming up on our first show doesn't mean we're going to stop looking for sponsorships. But we have our main packages that we're pushing right now. They start at $200, and they all include at least a pair of season tickets for our theatrical productions. And if we can, our goal is not necessarily to fill our theater. I mean, that's the end result, but our goal is to fill the businesses and the establishments that are around us on the West End and down here in Marquette, because, hey, we draw people from all over the UP.
Sure, and absolutely.
Hey, people need to come to Marquette for reasons, for things that aren't in the different population bases here in the UP. So,
well, one of the things is you've got an event coming up here pretty soon as well that people from the community and the business community can join you. What's happening?
Yep. Next Thursday at 5 p.m., 5 to 7, we're going to be having a business after hours at the theater. We're going to have food from Border Grill, beverage from Cognition, and Brogy's has thrown in some of their new pub cheese as well.
Oh, okay.
So, and we're going to have people come in, take a look around the theater, and see the places that we can take you at that point, because at 6 p.m. we'll be starting a tech rehearsal, so people actually get an opportunity to see some of that going on.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Because we opened for Once Upon a Mattress on Thursday, May 18th.
And I know we'll be talking with you guys a little bit about that too, and we do have some tickets available for that through our shopping show and other outlets. But the key is, come on by the Vista and see what you're doing, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. See what we're doing. See, if you haven't been in there for a few years, you're going to be shocked.
Yeah. And also this weekend, you've got an event. Let's give everybody the details about the Vista Theater Awards.
Yep. The Vista Awards happen 7 p.m. this Saturday. It's a $5 donation, suggested donation at the door. This Saturday at the historic Vista Theater on Iron Street in Negaunee, 7 p.m.
That's the comments of Bear Tyler with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council and the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.